Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, in the AM, doing my thing. It's a cloudy Saturday here in the Northwest, but, you know, it'll burn off as usual, and then we'll probably end up having a nice 80-degree day or something like that. But, you know, it's going down. A lot of things going on in the world, but the meat and potatoes of today's show, we are talking the truth about men and women, but of course, according to me. You know what I mean? It's my show, so I got to do it my way. That's what it is. All right, so moving forward, before we jump into that, man, a lot of things going on. The Summer Olympics just kicked off, so that's huge. I don't know how many movie nuts are out there, but if you remember, there was a movie called The Big Lebowski. The dude that was The Big Lebowski just passed away, man. So, you know, moment of silence for him. That was one of my movies, so I got to say, you know, moment of silence for him. And there it is, you know what I mean? A lot of things going on. Like I said, a lot of times, y'all know, I don't really like to touch on the whole I speak on it, but I don't really want to touch on it too tough about the whole, you know, the cops and all this, because so many people have been getting shot and killed and taken down by the police. It's ridiculous. It's been happening at an alarming rate. But recently, on August 1st, there was a girl named Corinne Gaines that was shot by the police in her home, and her child was actually shot as well. Her 5-year-old son was shot, but he survived and he lived. But what was crazy to me is how this whole thing played out. She had failure to appear in court, and they showed up to her house. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people have failure to report or failure to show up in court or whatever and don't end up dead. And, of course, you know, she had a gun and all these other things. So, at the end of the day, there's no question. The cops haven't been revealed. They're not releasing their names. It's easy to say that these cops going to get off. You know what I mean? Let's just keep it funky. They had a warrant, so that's going to be the argument there, and she had a gun. So, it'll really be that simple. And that's how they'll probably explain it away. The thing is, she considered herself a sovereign citizen. A lot of people don't know what that is. And it's funny because when you look up what a sovereign citizen is, the first thing they say is, well, most of the people that think they're sovereign citizens are black. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Get up off of that, man. Every time they want to put something in the negative, they want to make it a black-white thing, you know, it is what it is, you know what I mean? If you consider yourself a sovereign citizen, there's really no such thing as a color to it. It just is what it is, you know what I mean? But when you consider yourself a sovereign citizen of the United States, you know, you don't really feel like you don't have a license. You rip up your license, you rip your Social Security card. You usually take the tags off your car. You know, they just don't feel bound by a lot of the things that are going on. Or do they agree with the things that are happening here in the U.S.? And I got to say, you know, as a people that were brought here, I can understand it. I can understand the science behind it. But, I mean, at the end of the day, man, I wish she would have went out different. Of course, now they're saying she was developmentally mentally challenged and blah, blah, blah. Look, the chick had a Facebook. She was really intelligent, man. I'm not seeing that at all. But of course, they're going to explain it the way they want to, and more than likely, the cops are going to get off as normal. You know, I've been saying it for quite some time. It's open season out there, and you better protect your neck, man. You better pay attention to what's going on, and when you go to speak in these laws, know what you're talking about. Because right now, man, it don't really matter what's happening. Cats is getting shot, taken down on a glare. As a black man, let me tell you, I don't want to be pulled over at all. I don't care what it is. I don't want to be stopped for jaywalking because brothers is getting got for nothing, and that's ridiculous. I can't deal with it. On a lighter note, out there in the movie, Suicide Squad just dropped. I didn't rush to watch it. Now, everybody knows that I'm a superhero fanatic, but DC movies have been super whack, man. I've said it before. Other than the first two Supermen with Christopher Reeves, you got your Michael Keaton Batmans, and then the Val Kilmer was okay. You know, actually, Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee saved that one. And then you got the ones with Christian Bale. Other than that, DC has been whack with their movies, man. I don't know what it is. The animation joints is jumping off. If y'all don't know, man, if you're not an animated dude and you haven't checked out DC's animation movies, they're killing Marvel. But they, when it comes to the big screen, they just do a horrible job. Although I did do a special screening of The Killing Joke, animated movie that it was DC's first animated R-rated animated movie. It was garbage. I'm gonna keep it funky with you. I was disappointed, especially after DC had just dropped the little Son of Batman series that they did, and all three of those movies was bananas. But The Killing Joke, horrible. You know what I mean? That's just from my point of view. I'm disappointed. Everybody knows I'm not a Batman fan anyway, so when I watch, I'm looking for Batman to really impress me, and The Killing Joke was not impressive at all. Moving forward, I got to partner. I got to put this out there because things in Tacoma. So this is all my Tacomaites and people in the Northwest. I got a partner doing this thing, the No Cable Guy, man. He's putting everybody on with these fire sticks, man. You got to get one. If you're interested, check him out at thenocableguy@gmail.com. All right, that's all one word, thenocableguy@gmail.com. You got to check him out, man. He's nice. And the fire stick is truth, man. I'm loving it, right, because he hooked me up. So I gotta give props to him. And also on August 27th, up on MLK at People's Park, I will be hosting the third annual street fair, community street fair that they've been doing, man. So make sure that y'all in the Northwest get a chance. Come check us out. See how we get down and what we're doing. Now, again, moving forward to meat and potatoes of our show, the truth about men and women, according to me. Now, there's a lot of things that I like to voice my opinion on. And, of course, this is one of them. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people get confused. You know, I think a lot of women and men, we pass judgments. You know, you got them books and stuff, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. You got all these different things that they talk about, that they run their mouth about. And here's what it is, man. I always say this, if men are from Mars and women are from Venus, well, I speak Venusian. You know what I'm saying? I feel I'm a great translator in understanding what women think and how they get down. Now, you might disagree, but it is what it is. Like, I'm just laying out some truth, some gospel, according to me. You know, again, it might not be biblical, but it's definitely ordained information. It's anointed truth, if you will. You dig? So I'm just going to let y'all go ahead and let that marinate in your head for a minute. But I'm going to open up, instead of just with topic, I'm going to open up with a song, just because you know how I do with my music, man. I like to put the shows, the music to the show and what we're talking about. Of course, me being a guy, I got to represent for me, because this is a lot. This song is kind of representation of how men perceive women getting down. All right? I need y'all to understand that. So we're going to jump into this, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about men and women and the truth of them. Feel free to call in 607-203-5357. This is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter. Let's check this joint out real fast.
Michelle, why you gotta tell Mickey everything about us?
What?
Look, since you seem to be forgetting, I'ma tell y'all what started from the beginning, alright?
Mm-hmm.
Cruising down the Ave with my homeboy Boo, laying back like Jack Miller went to the groove. The greatest man alive was cold rock in my world. Been a rock a little harder when I saw this fresh black girl. But hold up, I can't go out like it's nothing. I had to conjure up a cool way to stress. They call me ES, the overlord of fresh. I saw you in the dress and I just had to regret. My compliment came through in the clutch. She started to blush. The next morning, said, what'll it be? Dinner and the movie, you're just chilling with me. She said, me. So I went and got the Slimmy. As soon as I opened the door, she said, Jimmy. It was like I was a bone and she was stretching. She got my cold swallowed my ones like Reedy Gretchen. Then after a couple weeks of good loving, my friend, she did the dummy move. She started asking for my dividends. Come around the corner looking funky fresh. This new Jack Bay started popping a mess. Steady tripping. Cause I ain't calling last night. I kindly pulled it through the sides. It don't take a hike. Cause I don't need a girl. Too many problems in this world. So boo boo on the head with your Jerry girl. She went to Jefferson's and Lincoln. I said, no way. No slump. What do you think this is? President's Day? People start bugging over things like that, honey. You know the time. So don't have funny with the money. I refuse to abuse my savings and loans. So if you want some hands, baby, best go with your own. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no forgiveness. Michelle. How come every time we argue, it always gotta be about money?
Gucci, Louis Vuitton, gold, Liz Claiborne. I had it all. You ain't giving me nothing.
It's a shame nowadays you got to stay paid. It ain't like the old days when you were serenade, take walks with your girl at night in the park and in the shadow. She could leave still her heart, but the new wave 80s has everything reversible. Instead of walks, you drive a Cadillac convertible. Two's bound to kill you, all you need is one. To constantly bug you, to get her hair done. Everything's in the style. She's always got the rocker like a Super Bowl sack. She's tackling your pockets. But when you want to chill, you find that something always boxing. You're looking for your wallet, but your girlfriend's shining. I tried to put you D, cause you was my friend. You didn't listen, now she got you for your dividends.
You bought another dress? This is ridiculous.
It's the third dress.
Don't like the riff, but one thing that gets me hype is when girls shoot the gift. Now there's a little thing about the J-O-B, but what she's really trying to do is take the D-O-E and wreck your whole check on the latest design. When you're broke, it's all a joke, but when you're paid, it's fine. This advice to you, I'll lend. Begin to let it sink and you can spend, but don't get taken under, my friend. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends.
What? You know what I'm saying? I don't mind giving my girl something, or any woman for that matter, if they need it. But love shouldn't be used as a personal visa card on the strip. Cause the same way you're trying to get somebody, you can be got. Murphy's Law is still in effect. Ain't that right, Wood?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that, yeah?
Cause man, Michelle, if I knew you was going through me like this, I would have never stepped to you from the giddy.
If I knew you wasn't going to provide for me, I wouldn't have talked to you anyway, straight up. I thought you was the greatest man alive, but I guess I was wrong.
I wonder if my grandpa and pop would do things like this back in the day. Cause man, this ain't worth it.
The world is very different now.
You understand what I'm saying? Best believe you won't receive no dividends. You know, a lot of men think women are out there like that, and I'm going to keep it funky because a lot of y'all women are presenting yourself that way. La La, you're chiming in. The co-host of the...
Good morning.
What's going on, love? What's going on?
I'm just chiming in.
So,
I know that you're talking about
men and
women.
We're talking the truth about men and women. You know, I'm just going to give some truths. If you agree or disagree, feel free to chime in. Okay, so here's the first truth. This is a truth that we have to debunk, and this is actually for you fellas. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because I work with a lot of dudes who kind of try to swear up and down at their ladies' men. They think they're smooth. And so a group of women at work were talking one day, and I'm just ear hustling. I'm just in there ear hustling, and they said, you know, you can tell the dude that's really a ladies' man and a guy that's not. Now, here's what they said. This is according to women. They said, the dude that's off in the corner that's kind of laid back and quiet, he's probably the ladies' man. The dude that's barking, that's saying, you know, oh, you know how I do, you know, blah, 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 is probably not. So to be blunt, let me keep it funky. This one's getting ass. These are not. Lala, what do you think? Is there some truth to it?
As a woman, my perception, just a perception, would be that. The loud guy needs attention.
And that's what it is. So he needs. But I'm saying, who's getting it? Is he just talking? Is he really getting what he's saying? Or, you know,
I don't know. But most likely, the quiet guy. Most likely, the quiet guy has a greater life. Is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. So, like I said, the women were sitting back and they were clowning because they was like, you can tell the dude that's getting action and the guy that's not. She was like, even in the club, the dude that's walking around the club and he's, you know, all over flashy and overselling himself, he's really not. You know, what they were saying was, if you go to run up on a crew of dudes, the one that is flashy in the crew, the one that's putting it on, he got all the jewels and so forth, is probably the one getting the least action. So I'm like, well, man, and this is kind of what spawned the whole topic of the truth about men and women, because I was like, you know, there's a lot of people who think the opposite. A lot of dudes, especially these young boys today, they really try to impress women. Because here's the thing. Let me keep it funky with y'all. Now, here's some truth about men that women may not know. Most men don't give a damn what kind of car they drive. They would drive a bucket. The reason that most men drive nice cars is because women view cars as something. You know, unless you're in like the NASCAR and you're in the cars, you're such, unless you're a car guy, then you probably don't care what you drive. Me personally, I don't care what I drive. Most men don't care what they drive. The reason they go out and get a nice car, the reason they go out, they work hard to get this car, is because women care. Women put emphasis on what you're driving. You know, and women can sit back in front like, no, I don't. No, I don't. Let a brother pull up in a Yugo. See if you go somewhere. See if y'all going on a date. And that's a brand new Yugo. Don't show up in a Yugo that's beat up and think you're going to go somewhere. You know what I mean?
Do they still make Yugos?
I'm sure you can get one. I'm sure you can get one. You know what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is, if a brother pulled up in one, the woman is going to be like, oh, no. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, no, he didn't come up here. And you know what I'm saying? So this is why we as
men. Well,
I
wouldn't judge him. I wouldn't judge him, but I would decide he's not for me because that's not the ride I'm riding in. I need something bigger and more comfortable.
See? See? Now, why is that not the ride to ride there? What if he's, I mean, he's
because
he's
I'm not comfortable,
guy,
but
nice.
I'm not judging him. He can ride on down the road, but I don't need to be with him. I'm rolling with the guy that thinks like me, that thinks she'd probably be more comfortable if you're telling me that dudes don't really care for comfort and stuff, but.
Right. Well, I mean,
I wouldn't be with a guy just because of what he had. That's not what I'm saying. But I will not be with somebody because of what he has if it's something that ain't for me. Because that just describes your whole life. Like, that's where you're at. You need to wait. Go on with someone that's willing to.
That describes your whole life. A car describes your whole life?
That's where you're at right now. That's where you're at. Okay. You need, someone who's willing to, go that journey with you. I'm not doing that.
What if just in his car he feels like, yo, you know, I just want to whip around in this so I can save more money and stack my money for more things like that.
You know what?
You know
we
I mean?
should look over those bank statements then.
You know, I'm going to tell you.
Show me you're driving a bucket because you're gaining wealth because you're about to buy real estate. Show me that. There's a whole other story.
There's a dude, there's this video that's out on, I think I saw it on Facebook, and there's this guy, and he walks up, and he's kind of like bummy dressed. And there's this hot chick that's sitting outside, and he walks up, and he's like, hey,
yeah,
how you doing? You know, she's like, and she's being nice and real cordial to him, and he's like, you know, he ends up asking her out, and she's like, nah, I'm kind of cool, no. And he's like, oh, all right. And then comes up this guy in a sports car. And when the guy pulls up in a sports car, he gets out, and he hands the guy his keys, like, yo, I got your car detailed for you. I got it all hooked up, blah, blah, blah. And now the chick's like, oh, hi. I mean, oh. And then he's like, nah, it's cool. You know, and he gets in his car. I love that video. I love that video just for that fact. Because women do look at cars as status. Like I said, most men wouldn't care what they drive.
She's another piece of work because he was just talking to her on the street. There was no cars around.
Right.
You know,
right.
And
there
she dogged him off.
But
because she saw the car, she wanted to switch up. That's a different kind of girl.
I don't know.
I wouldn't go. I wouldn't want to be with the guy just because he had a sports car either. But you got to come with at least, I don't know, a sedan or an SUV that's not all beat up first. Something comfortable. Shit.
You know, here's one of the things that I got to tell fellas. When you walk in a club, here's some truth about men and women. Club, bar, social scene, social setting, whatever the case. Supermarket. I don't care. When a guy walks into those situations, a party, club, whatever, he looks around at women he hopes he can get with. When a woman walks in, she knows who she's going to get with. She knows who can get the panties that night. She knows who has to work to get it. She knows who can never get it. She knows from the gate. A man, we come in on a hope. We come in like,
what are
you
they hoping? I want to know what makes them hope. Like, what makes them go, oh, I hope that one or I hope that one. What is it that they're, is it just looks?
Based off what they're attracted to. I mean, first attraction is physical attraction. Nobody looks at a woman and says, man, she looks really smart. I'm going to go date her. I'm going to ask for a number.
Well, sometimes you know, first, look smart.
Yeah, but again, first attraction is physical attraction. No man, you can't tell me you look at a man and say, oh, my God, he looks really intelligent. It's whatever he's wearing, how he's dressed, how he's carrying himself. That's what attraction
first. Yeah, if it's put together well, then he might be brilliant.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, that never happens. You know what I mean? It's the physical appearance that they see.
That means there's a woman dressing him at the house.
Huh? What'd you
say? That means usually there's a woman dressing him at the house if he's dressed that brilliant.
You know, or he could just be well-coordinated. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand that. Like, for me, I step out, I'm going to get dressed. Now, here's one thing that fellas do. I hate when I was in the Army, we had cats that used to always be like, Scoot, why you got to iron your stuff? Why you got to get, you know, why you got to take a shower? This is just called proper planning. This is just who I am. A lot of fellas don't like to do
that.
Right,
you're leaving ground zero. You don't know when you'll be back.
Right. I don't know when I'm hitting back to the house, but when I touch back down, I want to touch down wherever I'm at. I want to be fresh when I get there. I don't want to get there and look like I'm a bum. You know what I mean? And I think people don't think about that, especially these young boys today. Let me tell you, a lot of y'all young cats, y'all 30 and under cats, cut your hair. Get haircuts. Get shape-ups. You know what I'm saying? I'm so sick. I don't know if it's around the world, but I know here in the Northwest, these cats don't know what a barbershop look like. And I don't understand that. Maybe I'm too East Coast. That's one thing we don't go, man. I'm getting my cut every week. You better believe I'm at VIP Barbershop every Thursday, 9 a.m. Joelle is hooking me up. I'm getting my joint done. And I rock a low cut. But I'm getting it done every week. You know, and these cats today don't seem to understand the purpose behind that. You know, I always tell women I'm a kept man, a well-kept man, because I keep myself. I go get manicures and pedicures. Dudes today don't seem to understand that. You got to be kept. You know, that's the truth about men. Men, let me tell you something. Women already assume that you're going to be kind of rusty. You know, women already assume you're going to be like some construction type dude, and you know you got bad feet and all that. So show them differently. Show them. I mean, you know, women always look at that. Oh, you got man hands, or oh, it's this and this and that, and blah blah blah. You know, women always assume that. So I figure, you know what? I'm going to be different. I'm going to the stereotype that women have on men. So I make sure that I got myself together. You know what I mean? When I step up out the house, I just think that's proper planning. As a man, you should. Most men should do this. You know what I mean? I just got to keep it funky. Now, here's the truth about women, and you may disagree, Lala. I feel a lot of women love to play the victim. Women love to play the victim.
I agree with you. Because it's sad, but I see it. So a lot of them
do. You know, women love to be like I had a friend, and she was like, I was dating this guy, then he had cheated on me, and I couldn't believe that he had cheated on me, and right? And then as she's telling the story, she's like, and then I had went over to my girl's house, and then, you know, me and my girl, wait, hold up. Before he cheated on you, he was cheating on your girl. Let me tell y'all something. Women, girl-on-girl sex, and you're in a relationship, that's still cheating. Eating is cheating. Straight up. I need you to understand that. Let me keep it funky with you. Eating is cheating. I'm going to tell you this. If I'm dating you, if we and you are in a relationship and you say you want to try something different as your man, I need to go in the room, throw on a wig, come back out, and here it is, something different. You know what I'm saying? You dig what I'm saying?
I'm different.
I'm green.
You ain't going nowhere.
I'm not sharing nothing with nobody. Here's some more truth about men and women. If your man, ladies, if your man is willing to have a threesome with you and another woman, you are not his woman. He truly don't love you. Because I'm going to tell you, real men ain't sharing. Because most men live in fear of losing their ass to ass. You know, that's an embarrassing thing. If you lose your woman to a woman, it's one thing to lose it to another dude. He's working with what I got. You know, we got the same plumbing. But if you lose your woman to somebody whose plumbing is different, we officially have a problem. You dig what I'm saying?
And yeah, I feel the same way in the reverse.
Most,
like,
And most
if
men
Tyler's
think
a
that
dude
way.
To another dude, there's a problem.
Precisely. Now we understand Houston,
Houston, we have a problem.
Understandably so. You know, and it's crazy to me because a lot of people don't think that. I'm going to tell you, I had a partner, and a partner of mine had his girlfriend, and his girlfriend had a girlfriend, and he was so cool with it. And I said to him, I said, check this out. But she had a rule, and her rule was he could sleep with – him and his girlfriend could sleep together, and her and her girlfriend could sleep together, but they could never be together. Him and the girlfriend couldn't sleep together. And I was telling him, I was like, dude, you going for that? And he was like, yeah, well, you know, I said, man, watch. I said, that's not going to work. He said, why not? I said, because eventually – right, eventually one, y'all going to end up having a threesome, and something's going to happen. Sure enough, they had a threesome. Sure enough, he ended up, you know, sleeping with the girl away from her. She had a fit about it. And again, so again, there is no sharing in true relationships. Most of us as human beings are selfish individuals. Most of us are selfish individuals, you know. So we're not trying to share. We're not trying to let you in to our fortress of solitude. Not like that. I'm going to tell you this. If I'm having threesomes with you, you're a jump off. If you want to jump off, if you were my girl and I decide to have a threesome, you may not know this, but we're officially breaking up at that point. You know what I'm saying? You may not know this, but at that point, if I said, babe, man, let's have a threesome, we're breaking up. You know what I mean? That's what's happening right then and there. And I think women need to understand this. Now, here's something a lot of women don't know. Most men really want to be in monogamous relationships. It's just hard to find. Because women, I'm going to tell y'all, man, y'all are a piece of work, especially in the 21st century, man. But real dudes do want love, man. I'm trying to let you know that. That's real talk.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn, as I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing up the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true, holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying I'm more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love.
So tell me how your tour is going.
Tour's doing good, you know what I'm saying? It's real successful, you know. We selling a lot of tickets. It's just, it's real hectic, you know what I'm saying? Interviews, girls calling me all the time.
Yo,
it's real crazy,
go, man.
Right, see what I mean?
My little girl today. Listen, what I tell you about these rap guys, huh? Yeah, look, I'm not taking anything out of my hand.
Romance, sheer delight, how sweet. I gotta find me a girl to make my life complete. You can scratch my back, we'll get cozy and huddle. I'll lay down my jacket so you can walk over a puddle. I give you a roll, pull out your chair before we eat. Kiss you on the cheek and say, ooh girl, you're so sweet. It's deja vu whenever I'm with you. I could go on forever telling you what I do, but where you at, you're neither here nor there. I swear I can't find you anywhere. Damn sure ain't in my closet or under my rug. This love search is really making me bug. And if you know who you are, why don't you make yourself seen? Take a chance with my love and you'll find out what I mean. Fantasies can run, but they can't hide. And when I find you, I'ma pour all my love inside. I need love.
Yo, I ain't mean to hurt you before, you know what I'm saying? It's just I live a hectic life. You know what I'm saying? If you come with me to Atlantic City, I'll make it up to you, though. You still love me or what?
I need love.
Cool.
What I mean, I've changed, I'm no longer a playboy on the run. I need something that's stronger. Friendship, trust, honor, respect, admiration. This whole experience has been such a revelation. It's taught me love and how to be a real man. To always be considerate and do all I can. Protect you, you're my lady and you mean so much. My body tingles all over from the slightest touch of your your hand and understand I'll be frozen in time till we meet face to face and you tell me your mind. If I find you, girl, I swear I'll be a good man. I'm not gonna leave it in destiny's hands. I can't sit and wait for my princess to arrive. I gotta struggle and fight to keep my dream alive. I search the whole world for that special girl. When I finally find you, watch our love unfurl. I need love. Staring at the wall, fantasies, they go through my mind, and I've come to realize that I need true love, and if you want to give it to me, girl, make yourself seen. I'll be waiting. I love you.
And that LL predicted it years ago, back in 86. Now,
wow.
Here's some truth. Here's some truth that a lot of women may not want to cop to. A lot of y'all women are liars. Women lie more than men. Women lie more than men. But they think they don't. You know, it kills me how women try to set themselves up. They try to put themselves into these positions. It's like, you know, like I said, they play the victim. They like to play the victim, you know. And then women love to say, this is a saying that women love to say. Women cheat just as much as men, but they better at it, you know. No, actually, they're not. They're really not. Y'all just cheat away so you don't get caught. You know what I'm saying? Y'all cheat away. And I'll say this, when women cheat, they are definitely more scandalous than men. When we cheat because she had a big butt. We cheat because she was aggressive at that point. Because a lot of times men will cheat with something that's not better than what they got, you know. But we cheat just because, you know, like we're physical creatures. If a woman grabs your penis, hey, look, here you go. You know what I mean? That's usually how it works for us. But
great.
Women, when y'all cheat to hurt. Y'all are scandalous when you cheat. Y'all smash like the best friend or the uncle or the cousin or something like that. You know, y'all go deep. Y'all go real deep and
do something
like. She probably
had issues. That means she's breaking up. That means it's over for her because she didn't fed up in her head with a bunch of stuff prior.
No.
I don't think she just tripped and fell on a best friend.
You know, and when y'all get caught, y'all be bold about it. So what? I cheated. You know what? And I sucked his dick. So why? Oh, my God. Y'all be bold about it. Y'all will rub it in. A dude will be like, I'm sorry, man. I'll never do it again. He be all apologetic. Y'all be like, well, you wasn't there. You ain't been there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all dig a knife. Y'all make a brother feel bad.
Did you
bad.
Have someone tell you that?
No, I ain't never had a woman tell me that. I told you, I'm a serial dater. I'm a serial dater. I don't... So monogamy doesn't work in my world as now. You know what I mean? Maybe one day. But I'm a serial dater. But I date for that purpose. That way no one can tell me that. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
I'm going to tell you, you mess around my heart, I'll slap you in the teeth. I'm just going to be honest with you. You know what I mean? I don't put my feelings out there. If I'm putting my feelings out there, you better be true to me. Till death do us part. Literally. You know what I'm saying? I'm that dude. What's that movie, The Vanishing? You'll wake up in a box. In some dirt somewhere, like, oh my goodness, you know what I'm saying? I'm real about my feelings, too. No,
oh,
I'm
boy.
Putting extra on it. I'm putting extra.
Yeah.
I'm putting extra on it. But seriously, I'm saying.
I'm thinking you've been working where you're working too long.
You know. But see, here's the thing. Women justify everything they do. Here's the truth. Women justify everything they do. It's always something. If they're cheating, oh, it's because the man wasn't there. You know, he always at home. He don't do nothing, play video games, and I can't be sitting there carrying the whole relationship. But if he got a job, he always at work. He working too much. I can't just be at home taking care of everything. Women always justify everything that they do. If they cheat, it was a purpose why they cheated. If this happens, and that's men don't do that.
I think every cheater has a reason they do it.
Right, but men do it because of physical reasons. Her butt was big.
So you think your reasons are better reasons? Is that what you're saying? Because they're just reasons.
No, I'm just saying that we don't try to justify it. We just be like, yo, man, look, it happened.
You clearly don't admit it. What are you talking about justifying it?
When a woman catches her man, and he'll be like, man, babe, look, I'm sorry. He's all apologetic. He goes through the motions, whatever, you know, trying to make her feel better. He does the Kobe thing, goes out and buys a ring or whatever like that. You know, that made national news. Explain to me how many women you've seen make national news after cheating and going to do something. Alicia Keys, when she was a homewrecker, you didn't see her being apologetic on TV or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Swiss Beats was married. And everybody overlooks it. They're like, oh, you know, Alicia Keys and Swiss, they look so good together. They have kids. Look at their family. It's great. Everybody just forgot the fact that she was a homewrecker. You know what I'm saying? But let that be. But when it was Kobe, when it was Tiger Woods, see, he ain't no good. It don't matter how much money you got. A dog is a dog. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the truths about men and women, man. Y'all will come out. The women aren't out there with their crosses on the lawn burning them for Alicia Keys. But with Tiger Woods, man, everybody hated him. Women were like, that's you, Tiger? No. You know,
well, he was a serial cheater.
You know, that's the thing. You know, and then women like to make men feel bad behind that. You know what I mean? That's one of the things y'all love to do. You know, y'all love to make men feel bad. You know, I had a female friend that told me she had caught her husband cheating, and she said, I said, well, why'd you stay with him? She said, because I just feel I deserve the right to bring it up every chance I get. How about just leave? You know what I'm saying? How about just leave? Why you got to keep bringing it up? You know, because I'm going to tell you, if you keep bringing it up, he's probably going to go cheat again. I'm just saying. He's probably going to slide out and cheat again, because no man wants to sit at home while every time he looks up, you're like, you know, he's going to the refrigerator. Where you going? Get some milk. Probably drank milk with that bitch. You know what I'm saying? No man wants to do that. You know, oh, so when you was out, do you get to walk in her house and go in her fridge like that? No man wants to go through that. You know what I mean? So it's crazy to me that
break up or make up, but all that living like that, even the creator of man wrote in the Proverbs, it is better for a man to live on a rooftop than to be with a quarrelsome wife. Even God knows y'all cannot handle that extra. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. It's biblical.
Either break up or make up, but all that living like that is ugly.
You know, so, I mean, and here's the thing, like, because we as men, well, good men, let me rephrase that, good men, I'm not going to act like every man is a good man, but good men will do whatever they can to get the woman's attention. The crazier part about it is that women don't want that. Women always like the bad boy.
Well,
you should
say some women. You're saying you're differentiating the men. It ain't all women.
Yeah, I'm saying all women because I'm not a woman. I'm a man. I'm speaking from the scooter point of view.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, women love the bad guy. You know, if you're buying roses and candy, women like, I've had women say, oh, he's too nice. You got to smack him like every 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's crazy. It seems like you have to do something. You always got to do something extreme. You know what I mean?
They were using that dude to begin with, and they're feeling guilty now is what's going on. So they weren't ever attracted to him. That's what's going on
there,
them types of women.
It's just a crazy thing. Like, you know, when men are very nice, women think they're too nice. And I've had women say that. I've had women say that about guys they're dating. And guys that they're with, I've had women say, oh, he's just too nice. He just buys me stuff all the time, and he's always doing this. That baffles
me. That means she don't want him. That means his efforts are being wasted when she's saying that. But on the right woman, it would be.
But she's keeping
him. She's using him. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Again.
To me, if I heard a woman talking like that, I'm thinking she's using him.
Which brings me back to my original point that women are more scandalous than men.
Yeah.
Boom. Thank you, Lala. Thank you for cementing that to me. This is the Stoop on BlogTalkRadio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, with my co-host, Mrs. Lala. And if you disagree with what we're saying, feel free to call in. 607-203-5357. You have to understand this. What I'm speaking is again, it's not the gospel, but it is anointed. It is anointed. You know what I mean? You know, I'm telling you, I'm speaking from the man's testament. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just real talk. You know, again, you know, guys, okay, like here's something that we talked about before, Lala, and I'm going to bring it up now because this is for men to understand something. And again, I've had extensive conversations with women about this. Fellas, size does matter. Truth about men and women, size does matter. Now, here's the thing. Ladies, y'all always think, like, when we talk about when it's men, it's size does matter. Well, guess what? With women, when it comes to men, size does matter as well. Don't no man want no
tiny
boobs. He's
going to get the right matchup.
Don't nobody want no tiny boobs. Don't nobody want no flat butt. You know what I mean? I don't want your boobs resting on your stomach. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you having inositol disease. You know what I mean? These are things that size does matter. If you got a couple chins that rest on your chin, then that's a problem. You know, unless let me keep it funky. Unless you know, because some dudes like big women. If you are a big man and a dude that likes big women, that's your thing. There are some attractive big women. I think Jill Scott is hot. You know, Jill Scott can get it.
Yeah, I'm not attracted to big boys.
See. And see, women don't like.
I'm very curvaceous, and so I need you just to have a nice physique. You don't need no titties. You don't need no hips or ass. You don't need none of it. You don't need no extra. I got it. How's it going to be? Both of us going to be big and fluffy. You know what I'm saying?
Both of y'all. But y'all match. See, that's my thing. Women don't look at as couples as matching. Men, we look to match. I can't
no,
be with a woman and we have
no,
to look like another 10.
It's a,
you know what I'm saying? That like we can't.
Good
I can't.
Physique is a really good match for me.
You know, I think people should match up. You know, if you're a big woman, don't hesitate. I had a friend and she was heavy, and I introduced her to a friend of mine, and she was like, "Well, he kind of big," and I was like, "You big?" I'm like, "How you going to knock a big dude and you big?" I don't. That baffles
me. Well, sometimes
me.
That just doesn't work. You don't need two big bellies. It don't work.
You better. Doggy style work, you know, and he got the belly that just traps you in. It's just like blam, puts it right on your back, and you can't go nowhere.
Oh no!
You know, I'm just saying.
I said, 6'2" and a good physique fits me. I don't need no, you don't need no titties. You don't need no extra anything.
You see, and I feel, and I'm just speaking to women out there in the world. If you disagree, again, call in 607-203-5357. Feel free to call in. But I'm saying if you are a big woman, I'm not saying you can't have a preference, but I'm saying don't just diss the big dude. You know, don't just say, I don't date big men. You know, because here's the thing. Every man, skinny, tall, short, small, whatever, has had at least one big chick in their life. If you haven't,
well,
let me rephrase.
Like big women,
by the age of 30, most men have. Let me rephrase that. By the age of 30, most men have been with at least one big woman. You know, because it just is what it is. You can't know what you like unless you know what you like and what you don't like unless you've had it. You know, and that's how most men think. Most men think that way. Women, on the other hand, don't think that way. Women will be like, I can't mess with no big man. I'm advocating for the big brothers now, for the plus-size brothers, because guess what? If he was a plus-size brother with a plus-size bank account, he would then become attractive. Biggie Smalls, one of the ugliest cats on the planet. Even Biggie knew it. He said, fat, black, nasty. He said it himself. Talked about his lazy eye, everything, but he always
talked
about how
you should go date a plus woman then, because that's not really your type, but you're advocating, so you should go try it.
But I have. That's what I'm saying. I've dated plus size women plenty of times. You see what I'm saying?
You're just talking to people.
My baby mom is.
Well, I don't know, Scooter. I'm just not attracted to a guy with titties, and I have that right. I don't want to be.
Yeah, I'm not saying you don't. Like I said, you can have a preference. I'm just. I'm just pointing out the facts.
I don't want to share bras and shit.
I'm just stating the facts, you know, the actual factuals, you know.
Mm.
But because a lot of women, I'm going to tell you, this is how I think, and I'm playing this song for a reason. This is how I think a lot of women think, all right? Lala, when we come back from the song, I want your quick opinion, all right? When we come back from the song, I want your quick opinion on this. This is how I think a lot of women think, and really when they date, this is what they're hoping for. This is what they're looking to do, you know, especially women in the 21st century. Let me check. years old, back in Jersey, boom. Okay, La La, you heard it. Do most women want the glamorous life? Do most women want the glamorous life? Do they want to be spoiled?
Here's what I know. I know it's a natural instinct for a woman to want to feel secure, and so that's where that would come from. Then you have different levels and abuse of it. And that's men's position and place in this world is to provide and protect, and they want to be reverenced. So it creates a cycle, you know.
That's
you take care of that woman, and she'll reverence you for making her feel secure and nested.
I dig your lady answer.
It's kind of a natural order.
I can accept that. His
and like I said, you got abuses in it, you know, in different levels and degrees, but in a nutshell.
This is something for you men, and this is actually a man law. I do man law videos in case y'all don't know. You get a chance, check out my website, soapboxscooter.wordpress.com. But I need to make sure men know this, and this is a man law as well. Men should not have thigh tattoos. Unless your whole leg is done, unless it's going to be like, I don't know, you can't call it like a, I guess, is it still a sleeve that's on the leg? It's like, you know what I mean? If you got a leg warmer.
It's a legging.
Yeah, but if you got a leg warmer, cool. But you should not have a, if you don't have something on your calf, you should not have something on your thigh. Men, do not get thigh tattoos. You should not be rolling around with a thigh tattoo and then your calves are naked. It's just, I'm sorry. That right there is straight up talk, and that's the truth. And I don't care who you are, because I'm gonna tell you, especially if your only tattoo is your thigh tattoo, you get naked and a woman see you got a thigh. I don't even know what you could put on your thigh that would make her be like, oh, that's dope. Like, I don't know what you could put there. It would have to be
Scooter. Have you
a
seen
gun.
This? Have you seen tattoos on thighs of men?
You know, dudes, when you walk to the waterfront and you see dudes out there with shorts and stuff and they walk around, I've seen some dudes with thigh tattoos. Yeah, I have.
Huh.
And I'm saying that men should not have thigh tattoos. Front, back,
okay.
Side, anywhere.
Now I
got to
look
for
that.
Anything above the knee should not exist for a man unless it's coming from the ankle. If it's coming from the ankle up past the knee, then yes. But if it's just a thigh tattoo, then, brother, you are messing up. Let me tell you, I don't know what part of the game that is, but you need to change it.
So then they shouldn't have a tramp stamp either.
No. No man should have. Well, first of all, let me say this. I hate the term tramp stamp. Because when those tattoos first came out, when women first started getting them, they weren't tramp stamps. They was just, I think a right above the ass, I think that's sexy. I think it is. I don't look at it as a tramp stamp. You know what I'm saying? It's how you get down that makes you a tramp. Understand that. You don't need to have a tramp stamp to be a tramp. You know, first off. But I hate when
right.
people say, oh, it's a tramp stamp. I think it's sexy on the chick. It's just how you get down with it. So I'm glad you said that. So let me say this. Ladies, again, we're talking the truth about men and women. According to us, all right? So I need y'all to understand, most men don't care how many men, I mean, ladies, I need you to understand, most men don't care how many men you've been with. It's how you went about it that makes the difference. You know, if you're in your 30s, I expect you to have been with some men, right? If you're in your 40s, I really expect it. It's how you go about it. Now, don't get me twisted. I don't want a woman talking about, I've been with 500 dudes. Nah. But if you're a woman and you've been with 10 dudes, I'm not really bugging on you being with 10 dudes. It's how you went about it. If you've been with 10 dudes and they all friends, then you're a slut. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean to keep it funky with you. But if you've been with 10 dudes and it's been spread out and they don't know each other, then that's a whole different ballgame. That's what I mean when I say most men don't care with how with your number of dudes. Because women lie anyway. Women don't count one night stands. Women don't count you know, the quick smashes or the guy that, like, they only smash for a month, they don't count them. They only count the relationships they actually been in. Now, me saying that, let me keep it funky. Women, stop fronting and saying you don't do one-night stands, you never had one. Come on. If you are 30 and up, you have had at least one one-night stand. Now, let me paint a picture of what a one-night stand is. If you knew a dude for a year and he smashed and he never called you again, you, my friend, were a one-night stand. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't seem to understand that. A one-night stand means, it doesn't matter how long he's known you, a one-night stand means if he hit and never called you again, you were a one-night stand. End of story. I needed to get that out there because a lot of women like to be like, I ain't never had a one-night stand. I don't do that. Uh-uh. Come on. I hate when women be like,
I think they're talking about their intentions, but they got, and they don't count that.
Right.
But maybe their intentions aren't, I'm going out looking for one. They probably thought that was going to be their boyfriend.
Right. Yeah, men, and let me be clear, men can be one-night stands, too. Some women have the intention, you know what, that dude is attractive to me. I'm going to give him some tonight because I want to see if he got what I think he got. And then, you know, men can be one-night stands, too. One-night stand ain't just a man thing. I'm glad that that came out because a lot of women tend to think one-night stands only is a man thing. Women have one-night stands, too. Some women just want to see what's popping with a dude that night. You know, some women just need they shit stretched out, so they go for it. You know what I mean? That's just what it is, you know. You know, some women want their booty blowed in for the night, and that's what they run with. You know, it just depends on the type of woman you are. I just hate when women try to front like, oh, I don't do that. Come on, man. This is the thing. I'm going to tell you, this is Scooter's affirmation for the 21st century. All right, let me put this out there. Let's be adults. What I mean by that is if you are over the age of 21, stop fronting and cop to the things you do. You dig what I'm saying? Stop acting like I don't do that. One night stands, they happen. Been there, done that. You know, I don't get how women love the front. Women love the front like they don't do stuff. Like they good girls. Uh-uh. You know, come on. What the Bible says, you was quoting the Bible earlier. Was a woman whore, constable, something like that? That's what a woman's supposed to be. So you're supposed to be a confidant when I need you to be. In the bed, you're supposed to be a lady in the street, a freak in the sheets. That's what's supposed to happen.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about concubines?
No. That's no.
Concubines is biblical for thought.
No, not concubines. No, this is when the Bible it says woman whore, constable like somebody that you can talk to. So you're supposed to be like, you know, you're supposed to be a woman, you know, out and about, you know, in the bed. You're supposed to be another way, you know, and behind doors is another thing. And then it says, I think it's constable or whatever it is, but the term is supposed to be meant to confide in, someone you can talk to. So these are the roles of the woman. You're supposed to be these three things
like
for your man.
Right.
You're supposed to be these three things. So I'm just saying. It you know, stop fronting, ladies. Stop fronting. You know, I'm glad we had this truth moment today, you know, because a lot of women will run around and front. So hopefully a lot of you women, when you hear the show, when you listen in, those that are listening now will understand that, look, as men, we're a lot sharper than you think, number one. Number two, we already have our images and our thoughts and ideas of you. When we meet you, we already think, if we look at you as a respectable woman or not. From the gate, we already know. I know which women, when I meet them, I respect her, and which ones I'm going to be like, I can't wait to just nut in her hair. You know what I mean? We do that.
Okay.
We do that. I'm just saying, I'm keeping it funky with you. I have to be forthright with this information because a lot of people want to front. Again, we're talking the truth, right? That's what we're talking today. We're talking the truth. So we know. Here's my thing. Women, I need y'all to stop fronting and do the same thing. So, again, the affirmation, what I'm putting out to the world today from this day forth in the 21st century, let's be adult. That means be honest about how you get down and what you do. All right? You know how I like to end it. I like to end it with a song. This one is for you women out there fronting. All right? And for you men who allow them to front, stop doing it. La la. I'll catch you next week. Same bad time, same bad channel, man. We got to think of a good topic. And we're going to get it popping. But this is what it is, man. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter Man. Catch you next week. 100.
I know
man.
I can't afford to stop.
I was in love with
you, dog.
So off, dog.
Yeah, I know
you,
I can't afford to stop.
Wow, man.
Go on over.
Bro. Let me tell you about it. y'all. And she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like capture big things, dual ship, money clip, phone flip the six range. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you could see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance. And that cat woman stands with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist lace up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym tone. You frame up a sugar and spice, the only thing that you made up. I tried to play a low key but couldn't keep it down. Accident dance and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, down from Jamaica, she sipping Chris.